Welcome back again, and now it's time to change pace yet again for the last hour of Community Connections, and we're going to talk to a lady we speak to about four times a year, every term, and that's Sonia down at Wirree Community House. Hello, Sonia.
Hi, Alan. How are you going?
I'm very well, thanks to yourself. Now, first of all, Happy New Year.
And, yes, that's right.
And what did Christmas look like for Sonia?
Well, it was lovely. I had my first little grandchild with me, so lovely.
Oh, that's terrific. Did you go away at all yourself or?
No, not this year.
That's all right. It got pretty warm in parts this year too, didn't it?
Certainly did.
All right. So now you've started back, I think, last week. So first of all, what have you got coming up? Anything new for this year? I think you've got a legal segment down there tonight. Am I right?
Yeah, we actually had that this morning. Yarra Valley Legal came out.
Sorry about that. I'll forget that.
No, that's all right. So it's about wills and powers of attorney, and we'll be doing another segment of that in term three.
All right. So people, if you missed today, keep that ready for term three. So, Sonia, is there anything different so far that you've got planned for this term?
Yeah, we've got a few more diabetes education things, which we haven't held before. The next one that we're having is on living with insulin. Now, these are free for people who have got diabetes type 1 or 2, and all you do is put your name down through the NDSS scheme, and you come along and participate in the fantastic programs that they give, and they also give lots of written materials and PAPs so that if you feel a little bit overwhelmed during the session, you can always go home and read it again.
So, Sonia, how long does that run when you run them?
Oh, we do different sessions. Yeah. Sometimes they're of a morning, or sometimes we run two in a day, and so it takes all day. The next one that we've got is on the 31st of March, and that's from 1:30 till 4:30. So it's an all-afternoon thing.
31st of March, what's the time again?
1:30 till 4:30 p.m. And that's living with insulin, both type 1 or type 2 diabetes.
True, that's, well, for anybody that's, and I guess anyone that's caring for someone too, that'd be very interesting for them too, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, just all the information that's available for them, so yes.
So do they need to book for those, Sonia?
Yes, they do. Bookings are essential. You can either book through the community house or you can book through NDSS.
Oh, right. All right. So obviously you're just back into it now. So
we've actually been back on the last week of January. So we've also had the medieval fair. We've had some courses happening already. So
so the medieval festival, that's got me intrigued. What happens there? It's up at the old...
We had it at the Camelot Castle.
Yep.
In Yellingbow. Yeah, so that was last Sunday.
So what happens there, Sonia? Tell us a bit about it.
We have the opportunity to have a look at all the Camelot Castle grounds, mm-hmm. because that is now a private property, so you can't just go up there and have a look at their beautiful gardens. Mm-hmm. But we have market stalls and we have animals there. We have petting farm animals, and we have Animals of Oz there as well. We also have some food stalls from the CFA, both Hoddles Creek and Yellingbow, and we have scones and cream from the actual Camelot Castle people.
You've won me.
And we, I love those. And we also have lots of reenactment groups that are theme specific with the medieval ages. We have the Leongatha Medieval Society, we have the Gippsland LARPers, and the Barony of Craiglass.
So
they were there also.
Sorry, so they come up from places like Leongatha to do it?
Absolutely. We even had a storeholder who makes medieval clothing, and she came from another half hour on the other side of Geelong. So she travelled 3 hours to come to the event as a storeholder.
So was it well supported?
It is very well supported.
Oh, so is that something you think will happen again next year? Because you wouldn't be doing
no,
that.
No, we've been doing it for many years now.
Yep.
And we've now decided to do it biannually. So the next time we will do it will be in 2027.
Oh, right. So that's something to look forward to.
Yes, yes. We have lots of free activities for the kids. Yep. We have face painting. We have all the animals. The community house always do a treasure map of sorts, and there's lots of prizes and so forth.
Oh, terrific. So let's get back to your courses. Have you got any new courses that you're running for this term, Sonia?
Yes, yes. We have both infant paediatric first aid as well as advanced first aid, that's the old level two.
Yep.
So we've got some first aid courses happening that are on two separate days.
Yep.
Like I said, one specific for the infant, and that's on the 18th of March. And the advanced first aid is on the 12th of March.
Oh, so the advanced
and that's an accredited one.
Sorry? I was going to say, so the advanced is after the first one, is the first one.
Yes, the advanced is on the 12th of March, and then the infant first aid is on the 18th of March. They're two separate courses.
Yep.
The advanced one is accredited, and the infant one is non-accredited.
Right. So as I understand it, am I right that once you're accredited, you need to keep updating yourself every year or so, don't you?
Every 12 months you need to do the CPR component,
yep.
And every 3 years you need to do the whole advanced one again.
Oh, right.
So there's a lot of people who are out in community work or working with people with disabilities or who are carers and so forth. So it's really worthwhile to do the whole advanced first aid and then just keep it updated every year with the CPR and then every 3 years to redo their advanced first aid.
I think everybody should do it because you never know when you come across an accident, particularly if you're travelling out in country roads and that. And there's nothing worse than not knowing what to do. And particularly if you're out a bit in the country, it can be quite a long time before an ambulance or anybody can get there.
Absolutely, because it covers things like snake bites, spider bites and all sorts of different things, you know, rolled ankles, and we easily get that out our way.
And spiders, I didn't realise, but I was away at over Christmas and I must have got a spider bite. My whole arm sort of started to swell up for a couple of days.
Absolutely.
They can be toxic little creatures.
They certainly can.
Sonia, we've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. And I'll be back on Sunday between 12 and 3 with music, memories and more. We'll be playing hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s and whatever else we can find, a boy and his music. And, of course, the 1 o'clock funnies. And then Sunday night I'll be here with a rock and roll hit parade. But anyway, we're talking to Sonia down at Woori Community House. Sonia, have you got any other things coming up that you haven't had before or something
new? Yes, we do. We've got the Bunnings How to Repot a Plant. Yep. So you can bring in your own plant or just listen to how our presenter will be able to tell you how to repot your own plants. We've not actually had someone from Bunnings do this for us before, so that's one of the new programs. We also have a thing called Life Without Barriers, and that's about foster care.
Oh, right, yep.
So we've got a company coming out called Life Without Barriers, and they're going to provide an informative session all about foster care, what it is, what types of foster care there is, who can be a foster carer, and what support you can get as a foster carer. So that's going to be a really well-informed session for you to come along and find out all about it.
When's that, Sonia?
And that one is on the 25th of February from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. That's on a Tuesday night, Tuesday 25th of Feb.
6:30, 7:30. And, of course, when we talk about all these things, they're all held down at the Woori Community House.
Yes, that's right.
So apart from that, is that all that you've got starting new or...?
Sorry, I forgot to give you the date for the Bunnings How to Repot a Plant. That was the 18th of February from 1:30 till 3 p.m.
1:30 to 3.
Yeah.
So mum can come along if she wants it, well, dad or anyone. But,
or anyone,
And still be able to pick up the kids from school.
Absolutely, absolutely. We do have a few other things on. Yep. However, they're not all new. Yep. They're ones that we've had in the past but have been really, really important and have been well attended. So that's why we're running them again.
Yep.
And one of them is on vaping, which we have talked about in the past.
Yeah.
So we're holding another session on vaping on the 4th of March from 7 p.m. till 8:30, and this is presented by Eastern Health, and it's a really good information session for parents.
Because that's becoming a real problem, isn't it?
It is a massive problem, and it's not just young people who are doing it. There's people from all ages and all walks of life who are vaping, and it's quite a dangerous thing to do, I believe.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that was a lot better than cigarettes, didn't they? But
yeah, I think the cigarettes are probably better.
Well, they certainly is bad. I mean, this is not something that you can do and feel as though that it's safe.
No, that's right. So that's why we're running another session, because there are so many parents who still wanted more information. So that's on the 4th of March at 7 p.m.
Very good. Now, apart from new things, you've always got something happening at Woori Community House, haven't you?
Always, always. A couple of other things that we have run before but we're doing again is the Heat Health and Stroke from Ambulance Victoria. So they're coming out again.
Sorry, what was that called again?
Heat Health and Stroke Awareness.
Yep.
From Ambulance Victoria are presenting it. Because as we discussed last time, stroke is one of the largest, one of the leading causes of death in Australia.
I hate to keep cutting across you, is that designed to teach you how not to have a stroke or to certainly cut down your chances, or is it for people who have had a stroke to come along and hear?
It's a session to help people be educated on what is stroke, what are the signs of stroke, how to provide aid to a stroke patient so that there is the least amount of effect as possible.
Yeah.
So it's important for everyone to know, to recognise it and to act quickly.
And when's that, Sonia?
And that is on the 19th of March, 11 a.m. till 12:30.
Gee, you've got a lot coming up, haven't you?
We certainly have. End of February, early March is very, very busy.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to take a quick break and I'll be back with more. Cause down to, well, not talking down, I'm talking to Sonia down at the Wiri Community House. Sonia, you've got a few other items that you've got come out you'd like to tell us about.
Yes, the 23rd of February, which is a Sunday, we've got a morning of mediumship. We've got Tanya Crockett coming out from My Enlightenment, and she'll be showing people how to connect with spirit and perhaps even doing a short reading for each person. So that's the 23rd of February.
What was that called? I just didn't quite catch it.
A morning of mediumship.
Yep. And she's going to... she'll actually do some readings.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Oh, right. Have you ever had yours done?
Yes, I have. And, she has been the lady who has helped me through a few of those things.
Oh, right. I'm not sure I want to know.
Yeah, sometimes there's circumstances when things happen and you just need to get a bit of support and clarity and, just to know that everything's okay.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going. I just...
That's all right.
I'm not sure I want to know what's going to happen tomorrow, to be honest.
Oh, no. She doesn't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. She helps you connect in with people that may have passed over so that you can have that connection with them.
Oh, right.
And so that you know how they are. It's like, what was that guy who went around doing those psychic medium... Like Henry Taylor, he connects in and... Speaks to your loved ones.
Oh, that's good. Yep.
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing that we're having.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah. So we've also got a couple of social groups for people. On Monday mornings, we have them from 10 a.m. And any age group. And on Thursdays, we have a social group that we call Golden Years. Now, I see that anyone 50 and over, so because that's when the golden years kind of start. Well, I don't know.
What happens after the golden years?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we need to come to the mediumship.
That's true.
Yeah. So golden years is on a Thursday, and that starts at 10 a.m. as well. So there are a couple of social groups where people can just pop in, have a cuppa, have a chat, and, not feel quite so isolated.
And they're not structured, are they? So people don't have to worry
about
that.
No, not structured at all. Just pop in, have a cuppa, stay for an hour, stay for half an hour.
Yeah, and I know that, I've promoted a lot on this show about social isolation, and it's imperative that people don't just sit at home. So that's a great opportunity because they don't have to come along and listen to a speech, or they don't have to come. All they can do is just come and have a cup of coffee and have a bit of a talk to whoever's there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's terrific.
And one of the other things we have is we have the Flexi Vehicle Library come every second week. And what that has also happened is people come to pick up books or return books and so forth. But now we've got people also staying and having a chat. And that's also extended into a bit of a social event as well.
Because, Sonia, at one stage there was a bit of a concern, wasn't there, if people didn't start using that the council
that might take it away. Yeah. So that's why it's great that people are coming and they're even having a chat with others and so forth and meeting other members in the community.
Yeah, I think that's terrific. I think the more we can get people, particularly, and I know as people get older and maybe one of the partners has died, and it can be a real battle. There's not a lot out there for people, and if they can do things the likes of this, particularly
Absolutely.
Where it's not structured, you can just pop in, have a cup of coffee and find someone to talk to. It's got to be good for their mental health.
Yep. Absolutely. One week you might come and the next week you might choose not to, but it's there. It's available.
And I guess not all the same people attend all the time. So while you might meet half a dozen people this time, next time you might meet four different people out of the six.
That's correct. Yep, that's right. And people come, according to their, appointments or shopping trips or what have you. So there might be some people who are there one week and not the next and so forth. So it is a variety. So there are a few people who come every week, which is great as well.
Mm. Oh, that's terrific. Yep.
Absolutely. So we've also got our usual courses on yoga, both in the afternoon on a Thursday and on a Thursday night. So, yeah, they're ones that...
What time on a Thursday night?
On a Thursday night at 6 p.m. till 7:30 p.m.
So do you still have, I know last year you were running something for the young children one night after school. Is that still on?
The kids art craft class, yes, we've still got that.
That's
from the 6th of February till the 27th of February, and that's from 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock.
Ah, terrific, isn't it?
So kids can do different types of arts and crafts. That is a structured program. So the teacher sets out, okay, we'll be painting this today or we'll be making this today. And so they can do that in that hour. And if they don't finish it, they can take it home and finish it.
Oh, right. I was going to ask that they don't come back and do the same thing next time.
They take it home and finish it. Yeah. It's a different activity each time. And that's why we've kept it low cost as well.
Yep.
So it covers materials and everything. Effectively, it's $10 a class. So you get the class, you get the lesson, you get all the materials, and you get to have fun for that hour.
If you went to try and get someone to teach you what to do, you'd pay a lot more than $10.
Absolutely. Like I said, we try to keep things quite low cost as much as we possibly can so that our community can benefit and so that they can attend.
No worries. I've got to take another quick break, Sean, and we'll be back with more.
Not a problem.
Tried to be something I really wasn't. Tried to please you any way I could. It didn't do no good. Then I tried squeezing in the latest fashion. In my diets ran from Slim Fast to Atkins. Realized after Type O class I don't want to make you happy. One who sees all my flaws and imperfections and believes I'm exactly what he likes. That's sounding like a little more my type. I ain't changing nothing just to have your loving. Yeah, I'm alright with who I am. I don't need to be a better woman, I just need a better man.
Just before I go back to talking to Sonia at Wiri Community House, I should mention to you that I've been doing the weather forecast over the last 3 hours, and we're saying tomorrow is 36 and sunny, and Thursday's again 36. The major thing I want to mention is two things. If you live next door to elderly neighbours, sometimes, unfortunately, they do forget to drink, and they can dehydrate very quickly. So if you've got elderly neighbours or parents, please check on them during these hot days. Please also don't forget your pets, like dogs and cats. You can't probably bring a horse inside or a cow, but if you've got pets, please don't leave them outside because they do feel badly. If you have to leave them outside, make sure there's water in the shade for them And if you possibly can take your animals inside, take them in, because otherwise they suffer just as badly as we do. Sonia, back to you. Tell us a bit more about what's going to go on during this quarter, please.
Well, just talking about the heat, I think we need to talk again about Ambulance Victoria doing the promotion on heat health and stroke awareness. Because as you just said, it is very, very important. People think they might drink a fair bit of water and so forth, but you don't necessarily rehydrate well enough. So it is important to check on people living around you, people who are in your life, to make sure that they are looked after in the heat.
Yep.
And you're very right about pets. They also need lots of looking after.
Yeah, because very often people just, they just leave the pets outside, don't they?
Yeah, and you know they're an animal, da da da. But you need to make sure that they are provided for as well.
Yeah.
They are also living creatures that need to have some help. Yeah.
And one of the things, and I've discussed this before on air, particularly a dog has no other way. It can't look after itself. Like a cat can, they're a predator and they can go out and capture some food and they can do sorts of things. But a dog can't do anything. They're not.
No.
That's anyway. We'll get back.
They're
to
They're just cuddly, loyal, beautiful things.
Yeah, but well, there are times I'm not sure on that. But anyway, tell us a bit more about what's coming up, please.
Yes, yeah, so we've got that on the 19th of March. It's presented by Ambulance Victoria. I do want to once more talk about the advanced first aid, which is on the 12th of March, and that's a whole day accredited course, 9:30 to 3:30, and that's really, really important for everybody to, even though in some first aid situations you might not feel completely confident, but if you've attended a few courses, it'll at least give you a little bit of inside knowledge and a bit of confidence to be able to do something,
and you
which
can
is better than not at all.
And you can be just walking down the street and someone collapses and you know, it's terrible if you've got to try and wait for an ambulance.
That's right, absolutely. And then following that, on the 18th of March, this is the first time we're running infant first aid. So this is a session on its own, standalone session, 9:30 till 12, that is just talking about infants and first aid for infants. Because as we know, little ones get into a lot of things and we don't know how to always handle that.
Sonia, is that aimed at parents or just everyone?
That is aimed at carers, parents, grandparents, anyone. And as we know, infants can get into mischief quite quickly and hurt themselves. As adults, we need to respond and look after that.
And they can be very quick.
Extremely quick.
So just run us through, apart, like they're all specials you got coming up, just run us through a few of your normal programs that have returned for this year.
Okay, like I said, the social groups that we have on Monday morning, 10 a.m., and on a Thursday morning, also at 10 a.m., and they're our social groups that anybody can come to just come and have a cuppa and connect with other locals. We also have the library flexi vehicle that comes every second week on a Friday, and that's 12:30 to 1:30 on a fortnightly basis.
And you can book books on that, can't you?
That's right.
For them to bring them to you.
That's right. So you can book a book through it used to be called Eastern Regional Library. Now it's called Your Library. they've changed the name. So you can reserve your book and any other interesting material that you want. I mean, they do DVDs also.
Yep.
And they can bring it here to Warri, so you don't have to go into the little adult to pick it up.
Yep. And then once you've finished with them, you just bring them back to Warri.
You drop them back off at Warri, and then you can get other stuff as well.
Yeah, can't do better than that.
No, that's right.
And that's a free service, isn't it?
That's free, yes. Yep. Yes, absolutely.
As Neil Bull would say, you can't get cheaper than that.
That's it. So we also have the regular yoga classes, both on a Thursday afternoon and a Thursday evening. And we also have kids' art classes on a Thursday afternoon.
Yep. And that's, well, we didn't discuss that. What age group?
6 to 12 year olds for the kids' art.
Yep.
Primary school.
and yeah. they drop off and...
Drop off and then they come back and pick them up in an hour and they've got a nice little piece of work.
And mum can go and have a coffee or I shouldn't say mum because that's...
Because it could be grandparents. We do have some grandparents yeah. who do that, yes.
Or it could
yes.
be dad.
Could be dad,
could
yes.
Could be anybody. Drops yep. them off and they go and have a coffee and by the time they've had their coffee...
Come back and pick them up.
Little Junior's happy as Larry.
Absolutely.
Sonia, how's the year started off for the Wiri Community House?
Not too bad, actually. Like I said, we've already had quite a few different sessions with NDSS. We've had the Camelot Castle. We've had a few of the different programs starting up. And we've also had some people who have done some presentations as well. So it hasn't been too bad. Yep. It'd be great to be able to get a lot more people to some of these other things. And because we've had interest in things like the Yarra Valley Legal Wills and Estates and so forth, we will run that again in turn three.
All right, so that how are people going to find out more about it? I know you and I have talked about a lot of this yep. stuff. How are they going to find out more?
They can have a look on our webpage or on our Facebook.
Which is?
Our webpage is www.wiricomhouse.org.au.
And that's all one word, isn't it?
That's all one word. Yep. And have a look at our website and that'll direct you to our programs and how to book in. Yep. Also on Facebook, we've got Wiri Community House Facebook and people can see what's going on there as well. And
now, hang on. I don't want to stop you, but is that Wiri Community House on Facebook or Wiri Com House?
Wiri Community House on Facebook, yeah.
Right. It's just I know the other one's Com House.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just wasn't sure. Yep.
Yep. Or you could phone us on 59646 857 or send us an email on info@wiricomhouse.org.au.
And that's all in lowercase, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
So you've got plenty of ways to find out more. Look, and as Sonia and I were talking before, it is important, particularly for young mums who may not be have a second car. I know times are tough to be able to go to some of these things just around the corner or by bus. There's also the opportunity to for retirees, as Sonia was saying, because a lot of people have retired up here that haven't necessarily lived here, so they haven't grown up making friends, or a number that have lived here for many years but still went to work elsewhere and still don't know many people in the area.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Sonia, how long have you been down there yourself?
18 years.
I was going to say, you probably think 35.
I'm not local. Yeah, 18 years I've been here now.
Sonia, have you got any holidays coming? Well, no. Of course you've got holidays. Have you got anything planned this year?
I don't have anything planned, but I will be starting to decrease my hours a little bit just to get a few things back on track.
Yeah, that's fair enough too.
So, yeah. And I do need to get to the beach at some point, so that'll be lovely.
Down the beach? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
If you leave it too long, it'll be cold down the beach.
Yeah, I know.
I'll
just have to go into state then.
I was down at Rosebud and, gee, there are plenty of people down there at Christmas time and the water would have been nice and warm, but, gee, the water, it stays warm for quite some time, but when it goes cold...
It goes cold.
Have you ever tried this swimming in the cold water?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
How do you cope with it? How does
when I was younger, I used to do a lot of things, but no, I couldn't cope with it now. Maybe for a minute or so.
I've never done that, but I can't imagine running into freezing water, you know, on a day when it's about 5 or 6 degrees and running into cold water.
It's very good for your nervous system.
Is it?
To spark it into action. Oh. Yes, that's why at some of those hot spring places they have the cold water dips.
Is it?
Yeah, so that it can spark your nervous system.
But doesn't your body sort of
react to it?
Shock?
Yes, that's right. That's what it does. It shocks the nervous system so it starts working again.
Does it?
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing that. I just don't know how I could do that.
Oh, only 30 seconds. That's all it takes.
No, but some of these swim.
Yeah, some of them do, but I don't. But I just do the shock factor and that's it.
Sure. All right. Sonia, I know you've got to go and I've got to get away, but can you give us your contact details again, your website and also the phone number, please?
Not a problem. Our website is www.wroicomhousc.org.au. Yep. And our phone number is 59646 857, and we're located in Warrialik, just in the group of shops where the old radio station used to be.
Absolutely. And your Facebook page is Warri Community House.
Yes, that's right. Warri Community House is our Facebook page.
Yep. All right, Sonia, look, it's terrific to have you on again. We'll talk to you.
Thank you.
Either at the end of this term or the start of it. Well, can you tell me when the next term starts? Because you'll know when your holidays are due.
Every teacher does. No, Melissa does all that. So this term ends on the 4th of April, and I think we come back on the 26th of April.
All right, I'll send you a date and we'll organise something so that you come and tell us what's going on at Warri Community House over the over
next term. Terrific. Thanks, no worries. Thanks heaps, Alan.
And we'll talk to you later on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sonia. Bye.